harem surprise.
You're about to experience an Ule Tiger erotic audio. Please consider following me on Patreon for regular updates.
You come home from an exhausting day at the office. A trail of scented candles leads to your master bedroom. Middle Eastern music begins to play from inside, setting an exotically romantic atmosphere. You enter the room and lie down in the midst of your soft, velvet bed. As you relax, you hear the strangely hypnotic sound of jingling coins and light footsteps steadily approaching the door. I enter the room, seductively sauntering over to you, wearing a dark blue harem outfit. You stare at me in absolute submission. My body, as if sculpted by the hands of Aphrodite herself, with voluptuous double-deep breasts and hips so wide that they would make mountains envious. My raven black hair is reaching down to my knees and trailing behind me like the night sky. Gold coins cover my costume, their trance-inducing jingling filling the air as my hips sway back and forth. And an opaque dark blue satin veil, leaving you with no choice but to gaze into my beautiful green eyes, covers half of my face. Well, hello, master, I say as I sexily approach the bed. You're looking tired. Did we have a long day at work, perhaps? Well, why don't you just stay right here? Let your mind drift away while we have a little fun, and I help you relieve some tension. I giggle as I slowly step away from the bed and perform my interpretation of Salome's Dance of the Seven Veils. I begin by unloosening my bra. I walk up and tease you by fondling my luscious double D's in front of you, but quickly turn around to tighten it once more. I make up for my cruel teasing by slowly taking off my skirt and panties as my hips gyrate. I lift up my panties with my foot and dangle them over your slowly bulging crotch. You can take these to work with you tomorrow in case you start to miss me, I purr as I continue to dance. I turn away and begin to shimmy my shoulders as I bend myself backwards to gaze into your eyes. As I lift myself up, I look back and notice that you have formed a bulge. I turn around to face you and lift up my leg to slowly massage your crotch with my foot. I crawl up to you and spread your legs wide open for me. I start by rubbing your left thigh with one hand while unzipping your pants with the other. After giving your knees soft butterfly kisses, I go in and pull out your eagerly erect member. I then start cradling your balls as I slightly lift my veil over your pulsating cock, kissing and licking it from the balls to the shaft, and then giving a small kiss to the head. I stand back up and turn around to take my bra completely off. As I dangle it with my right hand and drop it like a handkerchief, my left arm covers my breasts as I sexily walk towards you. I open up my arms and shake my bountiful tits in front of your face, leaving you in complete pause. So, Master, from what I understand, it has been a while since the last time you have had sex. Well, I think that is something that needs fixing. Don't you agree? I purr as my left hand rubs your chest while the right strokes your jawline. I unbutton your pants and seductively pull them off. I climb on top of you and align your stone-hard dick with my warm, wet pussy lips. I slowly squat down and start bucking my hips. I faintly moan as I begin to straddle onto your shaft, sliding it deeper and deeper inside of me.
Oh, you're so big, Master.
I work my way up and down and start to speed up at a faster pace.
Watch how I wind my hips for you, Master. Just for you.
We are both breathing heavily as my orgasm builds up. My cunt is clenching around your cock.
Oh, Master.
I can tell that you're getting close to a climax by your immense grunting. I grind my pussy on your cock one last time and let out my sexiest moan as my body quivers. And you erupt in a volcanic display of pleasure. I take one more deep breath and whisper in your ear.
That was incredible.
I stand back up and stroke your cheek. Well, Master, I certainly hoped this relieved some stress. But before I leave, I have one more little surprise for you. I tug at my veil, only to yank it off and reveal my bulbous, wart-covered nose, my face blotched with freckles, my mouth extracted of several teeth, and my lips drenched in dark red lipstick.
Hey there, big boy! I cackle. That was a real gusher you gave me there. Now I'm going to make sure you're mine forever! I leap into your big, strong lap and wrap my arms around you. The more you push me away, the tighter I squeeze as I smother your face with wet, dark red lipstick smooches. As I finish you off with one last sensual kiss.
I put my veil back on and walk to the door. Pleasant dreams, Master. I say in my sultry voice. I blow you a kiss and turn off the lights as I watch you stare back at me in pure shock, shaking like a sick puppy dog. We should do this again soon, lover boy. Still with me? Ule Tiger here. I hope you enjoyed this erotic audio. Many thanks to Jara and Kanata Aoi, my producers on Patreon. Well, until next time.